Der Podcast im Stadtradio Göttingen wird Ihnen präsentiert vom Turn- und Wassersportverein Göttingen, dem Verein für Leistungs-, Gesundheits- und Breitensport. Bei uns findet jeder das richtige Angebot. Für weitere Informationen besuchen Sie das Internet unter www.twg1861.de oder schauen Sie auf unserer Facebook-Seite.
You are one of the new players in the squad. As simple as it could be, how would you introduce yourself to people who don't know you?
How I'd introduce myself? Okay, I'll start off with my name. My name is Bryn Maskowicz. I am Canadian, but I played college at UCLA, so that's in America, in California. And now I'm playing professionally overseas in Germany, which I'm super excited for. I also played on the Canadian national team growing up, so I've been able to travel the world quite often. So I'm really excited to continue my career within Germany.
So I suppose I'm not the first one who's mentioning that you are the first ever Canadian player for the women's basketball team here in Göttingen. So my question is quite simple. What convinced you to move to Europe and to Göttingen?
What convinced me to move to Europe is just the legacy of basketball that Europe withholds, and how if you want to further your career as a female basketball player, definitely you want to be overseas or within the WNBA. But I know for me, I wanted to experience different cultures and travel and be able to see where basketball could take me. So that's definitely one of the biggest reasons of why I wanted to come over here. And this team specifically, it was definitely Coach Ruja, talking to her and getting to know the team chemistry without even being there. That's something that I wanted to be a part of. And I definitely really appreciate her vision that she has for the team and where she sees me fitting within the team and where it could also take my basketball career to the next steps as well.
Very, very interesting. So you told already something about your past. Obviously, I did some research on myself. You played college basketball at UCLA, University of California in the US. So I guess living abroad is nothing new to you. You had that experience already. The start of your college career was quite promising. Can you tell how you felt in the early phase of your college career?
Yes. Okay. So I came back straight from the national team from our World Cup and I felt great. I was embraced by the team. I was doing really well. I felt like I was peaking. And then unfortunately, I messed up my knee and tore some stuff. So then my life kind of got shook a little bit. So then I had a injury and then I had to get surgery and then I had complications returning. Turns out I re-tore my knee up. So then I had to get surgery again. And then I was finally able to come back after COVID, but then I hyperextended my leg, hurt it again. So then basically the first 3 years of my college career was riddled with battles of perseverance and a hard struggle, but it was definitely a lot more positives offside the court than on for me, but I was still able to create a bunch of new memories. And then my last senior year, I was able to get some floor time and get back into the game and learn my body again, because everything that I once knew was not the same. So it was a very interesting career for me. I wouldn't say college was like the shining light of I'm the star, woohoo, but it definitely taught me a lot of valuable life lessons that I definitely am thankful that I know now. And it's taught me a lot about sport and what it can provide for you and what it provides for me. So yeah, that's a little bit about my college career, but it was probably the best 4 years of my life until recent. So, yeah.
Interesting that you say it was the best time of your life, because the injury was quite severe.
Yeah.
And you already said that things have changed before and afterwards. How did you notice that something has changed, that the game is not the same as it was before?
Yeah, the game for me has completely changed. I don't move the same as I used to, which is granted, I hurt my knee, but I value a lot more things outside of the court that I once took for granted, like prehab, rehab, weightlifting, physiotherapy, nutrition, sleep, recovery. All those types of elements really help transform me as a professional athlete that I can carry on with that I learned from my injury. But just overall, the experiences that I went through taught me a whole lot outside the court. And yes, basketball is important, but it's mostly important of how you treat people. Because the saying that always helped me when I was going through it was, no one really remembers the person that scored 40 points in one game or they're the leading stats, yes, they'll remember you're the star player, but they'll mostly remember how you treated that person. And that really stuck to me because I'd rather be remembered as a good person than a great basketball player, but my teammates don't like me. So that was something that really like helped me be like, okay, I'm more than just a basketball player. I am a person. I have other hobbies, other things that I'm interested in. So that's something that really stuck with me.
I think that's a very good mindset and very good that you can think in that way after all what happened. Your injury was 2020?
It was, yeah, a lot. 2020, 2021, 2022. Yeah, the long time.
And 2020 was a difficult time for all of us because yes. The COVID pandemic hit the world very hard.
Very.
How did you overcome all the bad things that happened in the same moment for you? How did you overcome that, especially in your mind?
Yeah, it was definitely very difficult, granted for each and every person, but definitely something that helped me overcome everything was like I talked to a therapist to help me kind of go through it, a sports psychologist as well. And I talked to my teammates a lot, my friends, my coaches, and my family. So the support system around me, I really allowed them to like be in my inner thoughts and just like help me through it. And I also talked to other athletes that went through an injury as to the extent of mine and how they overcame it and what they did to help find ways to, you know, see the bright side. And that's kind of just how I was able to kind of like stick through it is connection. And that's what I really gravitated towards.
Very cool. Therapy and psychology in sports is still an issue. Not many people speak about it.
Yeah.
So I like it that you speak so openly about your problems and how you overcome them. So we talked very much about your past now, but I want to focus a little bit on present.
Yeah.
First time having preseason not in America.
Yes.
First time also having teammates where most of them are not American. How did you adapt here in Germany and how do you see your role in your new team?
How did I adapt? Well, I felt like I adapted quite well. A lot of my teammates do speak English, so that was really easy for me. And I feel like I took an easy route with them and they took an easy route with me, meaning like we weren't expecting too much out of each other, trying to communicate with each other, but it was actually really easy. Like I felt like I connected with them and clicked with them like right away. I didn't feel like an outsider. They welcomed me with like huge arms and welcoming hugs and shared a bunch of laughs. And now we just like hang out a bunch of times to be able to get to know each other more. So being adapted into my new team was super smooth for me. And it definitely wasn't a worry for me because I knew I would feel so loved because that's what I was going to be walking into. And yeah, how do I see my own role? Definitely using my versatility as a gift and coming in with like a scoring and rebounding mindset and just being a really good teammate. I know as a professional player, I have responsibilities to produce on the basketball court. So I want to do that for my teammates, but I also want to make the game fun and bubbly and have a good time and get the job done and get the win and do all those things in between. So looking forward to an upcoming season because I feel like we're definitely an underdog this year. So
last Sunday, you had your first match and straight away your opponent was the biggest club you can face in Germany, the current German champions, Alba Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost the game 64-74, but it was a tough game and you had the lead till the end of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And it seemed that you could pull that upset. Why couldn't you maintain till the end?
That's a great question. That's something as a professional athlete that I'm racking my head around. We had them for definitely 35 minutes of the game and we definitely lost it within the closing minutes of the game, which is very frustrating. And because we had it, we had that win and we knew we could do it. So that also gives us looking out confidence that we can do this and we're a really good team. But it's a giant ugh because we were right there. We could have pulled that off. But coming together as a team, we're now looking together as like the future and being like, okay, well, this is the baseline now, that no matter what other team, if they're not the reigning champs, we need to hold ourselves to that standard and move forward and learn from the errors that we made and just get better so that when we do meet them again, when it matters the most near the end of the season or any other opponent, that we're not taking it for granted and we know who we are, because they're the reigning champs and we lost by 10 near the last minute. That's where everything kind of crumbled, I would say. And that's where we need to really lock in. So moving forward, just heads high, keep learning and just keep going and maintain the standard that we're going to keep setting for ourselves.
And how happy are you with your own performance in the first game?
Yeah, my own performance, I would say I am a little frustrated within myself because I want my stat line to be oh so great and see higher numbers and stuff like that. But I really tend to try to focus on stuff that you can't see within the stat line. So am I setting good screens? Am I getting assist box outs? Am I doing other things to help get my teammates to be successful? Just the things that I don't see within a stat line, I try to focus on, because not everything matters within the sheet of the paper. It's the people that are kind of around the scenes and stuff like that. So my own performance, I felt like I played good, but because we didn't get the win, I always feel like I could have done something better. If I did something differently, would that have been better? You know, you think about all those different things, which is normal, but definitely moving forward, want to keep growing, want to keep being better and be more of a threat and all of that stuff. So
you now played probably the best team here in Germany, so you can say something about the quality of the basketball that is played here. How is it compared to the US or Canada?
I would say it's hard to compare. It's extremely different. Not in a bad way. And I'm not saying it's, oh my gosh, one's better than the other. It's just a completely different style of play and a different controlled environment within the referees and stuff like that. So the game itself is all the same, but the game is different within Germany. Coming from Canada, playing with FIBA, and then playing in America, it's just, it's hard to explain, to be like, oh yeah, this is exactly what it is. It's just, it feels like I'm in a different country playing like a different game, but it's the same game.
So it's quite little things yes, that are different. Can you name an example?
Well, the refs, totally different. How they control the game, how they don't. That's definitely something that I rack my head around. That's frustrating, I would say, for sure. But just the style of play, it's a lot more dynamic. And depending on where you play in America, it could be a lot slower, a lot more different sets, or you have all these certain players, three players are involved. Over here, it's a lot more. Everybody's involved. The game's quicker. You play with a 24-second shot clock. Just a different dynamic, but I really enjoy the game, so love it.
Also in America and also in Canada, there's a big basketball culture with filled arenas and many fans. In Germany, basketball is like more a small sport. How did you feel that not as many fans are here as in America?
Yeah, it's quite an adjustment because fans do actually have a really big impact on the game and how the game could go. And it's needed to have fans. I've definitely played in arenas where it's not a sold-out gym, but I have played in arenas where it is a sold-out gym. So it's very interesting to see. But at the end of the day, as a player myself, yes, you hear the fans, but you also kind of cancel them out. So regardless of who's there versus who's not there, we're still locked in on the game. So yeah, it's different for sure, but it's definitely needed. So any fans out there want to come and watch us play, please do, because I would love to have you there. But your impact is really important, but it's okay if you can't make it, you know. So
you had a tough start to the season. Next challenge is waiting for your team. Next up is a game here in neighboring Braunschweig, or in English, Brunswick, I think.
Yes.
Then the first home game is coming in the Bundesliga. You will play the Saarlouis Royals, who also started their new campaign with a loss. What are your thoughts on the next two upcoming games?
Yes, definitely learning from our past game against Alba and just trying to get better and focusing on us. Now, we can't change anything that's happened, but continue to learn and get better and don't bend the standard or bring it down just based off of our opponent. We knew we were really close to getting that win, so we have to continue to be better and better each day and continue to push each other because we are our own competitors at the end of the day, because we could win or lose the game depending on how we play. So just continue to look at the future, know the scout, know what we're going to do, and go in there with confidence and just believe in each other and get buckets. So
thank you, Bryn, for your time. It was a pleasure having you here. Fingers crossed for the next two games on Thursday and on Sunday. Good luck, and we are looking forward on seeing you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.